Microsoft Edge allows you to debug your browser extensions with the built-in F12 developer tools. For this example, we've loaded an extension that makes the background green and displays the page's info after pressing a button in the pop-up. Clearly there are issues, so let's fix these bugs. The code for turning the page green is handled in the content script. To begin debugging, go to a page with permission to run the script. Open F12 Developer Tools and refresh the page to see the running content script. Now we can place breakpoints next to lines of code. Refresh the page, then step through the code. Looks like we have an undefined variable. In our loop, we have a typo of U instead of I. After a quick fix, we now have our green background. Now let's see what's wrong with our page info button. This is an extension page. To debug an extension page, you'll need to open its HTML file in the browser. You can get to this page by opening a new tab and entering a URL in this format. To get the unique ID, select your extension and copy the ID. At the end, add the name of the HTML file for the extension page. After placing some breakpoints and stepping through the code, the debugger shows we are unable to get property local of undefined or null reference. Our syntax is correct, so let's see if we have the correct permissions granted. Looks like storage needs permission. After adding it in and reloading, the button now works. Unfortunately, we're getting undefined info. This data is gathered in our background page. Debug the background page by selecting the extension and going to the background page link. We get an undefined or null reference from our background page. Looks like we need to add storage to our call. Reload the extension and refresh the page. We now see that our extension is working as expected. For more information on developing Microsoft Edge extensions, go here.